Mundas podcast.
Hello and welcome to Mundas podcast. Hope you're good. We're nearing episode 100. So I've got a few interesting people on for that. So thanks very much for listening to the Mundas podcast. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter, hashtag Mundas podcast. Thanks very much for retweets and whatnot. So in this episode, a little bit of comment on news stuff. Don't normally do much newsy stuff, but obviously we've got the Christmas special coming soon, and the trailer was on Children Need as well, so that makes things look pretty interesting for Christmas. I wasn't majorly keen on the last Christmas special. I thought it was alright, so it should be interesting. And also Rona Monroe, who wrote Survival, is going to be coming back for the new series, which is really interesting. I thought Survival was good. I thought it was, it was let down by some of the cat costumes and stuff, but the concept was quite interesting. So it's nice to have some people back from the classic era. I'm still waiting for other writers like Mark Platt and stuff, and people who were part of the whole Cartmell team and all that. Even Cartmell, get Cartmell on board. Be interesting to see what they'll do with the new series. That's always interesting for me. But it's nice to see. And it'll be interesting to see if it's got any link to Survival. I hope it does. You know, Ace turns up or something. Fantastic. But in this episode, we're going to be talking about the whole concept of people hiding behind the sofa. Because people still talk about that when they talk about... Because I was listening to someone on the radio the other day and said, I got scared, a bit like when I used to hide behind the sofa at Doctor Who and the Daleks and stuff. And people who are about, say, 40s, late 40s or something, have this concept of hiding behind the sofa. Whether they actually did or not, I don't know. But when I was a kid, first got into Doctor Who around 88, I never remember hiding behind the sofa. I mean, I love horror to this day, so I've always liked being scared by stuff, but I don't really remember at the time being scared by anything that they were doing at the time. I think Fenric was a little bit strange, if you think about it, because, you know, the undead and whatnot, and hemovores and stuff, quite scary. But no, I don't ever really think that. And I think the modern series, I could see the certain moments, you know, like the Weeping Angels and stuff like that, if you're a young kid, you know, hiding behind the sofa and stuff. I don't know if people do hide behind their tablet now or something like that, but, you know, back in the day, in terms of the Hinchcliffe era and stuff like that, you know, there's certain things that might have, you know, some of Talons of Weng Chai might have been a bit scary or something like that, or the mummies in Pyramids of Mars, you know, I think that's sort of scaleman, but whether people really did hide behind the sofa. I mean, Daleks, I love the Daleks, but I wouldn't say I've ever been scared by them. It's more kind of things like the Hinchcliffe era and stuff, where there was, you know, say, like the one with Deadly Assassin when Mary Whitehouse saw it went too far, things like that. But I think in the modern era, there's certain moments which are pretty creepy. But I would never say that I've ever hidden behind the sofa. I don't know anyone else who has. But the Weeping Angels are probably the most obvious ones. And you know, if you're a kid, someone like the Scarecrows or something, you know, in the David Tennant episode where you pretend to be human, I've forgotten the title, but never mind, you'll know what I'm talking about. So there's a few moments here and there and all that, but generally I wouldn't say hiding behind the sofa is a thing. But if you have hidden behind the sofa whilst watching modern or classic Doctor Who, please tell me. I think there's always been an element of horror in Doctor Who, but I think the Blue Box podcast did this podcast a bit ago, talking about horror in Doctor Who. If you think about it, there's not much overt horror. There's elements of horror and stuff like that. But some people find the dog scary. Sometimes people found the theme tune scary, and that was enough for them to hide behind the sofa. So, you know, just that alone. It's a brilliant theme tune either way. So that's my little ramble about hiding behind sofas or not. Thanks very much for your time, at IanTodd82 on Twitter. See you soon. Bye.
Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast.
With Mundus
Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast.
With Mundus
Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast. Mundus Podcast.